I grew up in central Illinois in a little town called Clinton, Illinois. And nearby, there was an even smaller town called Wapella, Illinois. We always kind of made fun of Wapella. But on your way to Wapella from Clinton, there's a sign that said, Wapella, 4 miles. But if you're coming back, there was a sign that said, Clinton, 5 miles. We made fun of it every single time we saw it. It was just like we had to remark on, well, it's only 4 miles from here to there, but it's 5 miles coming back. We just always had to just be kind of condescending about it. And so it really didn't have any bearing on anything. We just entertained ourselves by condescending and saying, wow, somebody's not on top of things here. It didn't keep us from getting where we needed to be. We spent all that energy on looking at the signs instead of thinking about where we were headed. We do that a lot. We get obsessed about the details of the trip, about the distance or the time. And in doing all that sort of obsession about things, we forget to see who is along the way with us. We forget that the issue is not the signs, but the places to which the signs point. I could nitpick every time about whether I had 4 miles to go or 5 miles to go, but it never meant that I forgot what my home looked like. I never said on the way home, wait, I haven't gone far enough to get there yet. The signs don't change a thing. This distraction, or neglect, or complacency, whatever you want to call it, is what Jesus was describing when he criticized people for honoring God with words while refusing to invite a change of heart. The gospel says, Jesus said to them, Isaiah prophesied rightly about you hypocrites. As it is written, this people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. He goes on to say, listen to me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing outside a person that by going in can defile, but the things that come out are what defile. He used, in this story, we use the example of dishwashing. The Pharisees were very particular. They had very particular rules, elaborate rules, about how the vessels had to be purified. But Jesus' point was, if you purify the outside of the vessel, like with human words, but you do not purify the inside, then you have paid more attention to the signs than to the destination. When we do reach the destination, and our destination is to be holiness in imitation of God. When we reach that destination, we no longer need rules and the law. We need no longer have signposts. These rules are just signs to help us find the way, not to become the objective in themselves. Even when we get the Ten Commandments or things like that that are very orderly and very clear, those are things that are to form us in the image of God. They are not the objective in themselves. They are signposts along the way. We very often, as one author said, as religious creatures, we too often exalt our rituals over our ethics. And he went on to say, we might better direct our energies toward the welfare of others in our community. And I believe that it's not just rituals that take over for us religious people, but also just our status, our complacency. We think of church as kind of all we need to do in our religious life. Well, church is helpful, but it's just another signpost of how to get there. We're not doing this. Coming to church is not the objective. It is one of the ways that we get to that place of the imitation of God. Now, in churches, we spend a lot of time arguing Is it 4 miles or is it 5? We don't need to know. We don't need to prove how smart we are or to point out someone else's mistake. We just need to forget all of that and simply try to get home. The law, as we call it, and whatever else we have done to bring order to our journey, all of those things are only signposts. And when those signposts put us in an unloving or unforgiving stance, then our own status has become more important than the destination. Love is the destination. And all of the signposts are designed to form us and to get us there, not to give us something to quibble about on the trip. We are no longer children, sitting in the back seat, asking, "Are we there yet?" We are not judges, declaring that we must know whether the distance is 4 miles or 5, and that we must know every person's exact relation to God. We are travelers on the road to God. And the signposts may give us something to talk about, but they don't ultimately matter. All that matters is that we do our best to honor God and our neighbors. We don't need to know if it's 4 miles away or 5. All we need to know is how to recognize home when we get there.